There we go.
There we go.
Now we're live. Now we are. Well, this threw me. Threw me a little
bit. Yeah, it's okay. I know.
Got these different transmitters and everything.
It's new. It's all new, man.
Happy Friday, everybody. You can tell it's a Friday show 5 seconds in. You love that. You got to love that. Live radio, baby. Nothing like it. James here behind the mic. I am joined by head of production, our co-host, Seth Habegger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Let's get to Brittany. We've been making her wait. How you doing, Britt?
Oh, pretty good. It's a little dreary out there. Kind of getting wet. Yeah. How are you guys?
Doing okay. Now, we're getting this out of our system right now. Or I should say Mother Nature's getting it out of her system right now, right? Because we got a nice weekend ahead.
Right?
Oh, yes, we sure do. So she's got a lot of rain, right? Of course, for spring season, so we have to deal with that. I'll say, though, my grass turned green overnight, I'm telling you.
That's great. Oh, that's fantastic. It. Yes.
Right? I'm just imagining that.
I love it when that happens.
It really, really did. So I imagine the smell of fresh cut grass soon. I can't wait for that. And I think it's really, really going to start happening over this weekend because we've got the rain rolling through right now. It should start to wind down around noon to one or so, but we could still see some spotty sprinkles or light drizzle trying to linger till about 4 o'clock the latest. This system is taking its sweet time, I'm telling you. Of course, I think it's the draft's fault.
I like that. I like that. All these people from out of the country, out of the state and everything, bringing their state's weather.
Right, right, exactly.
Seriously. I just hope everyone's buying a Packers poncho because they can take that home with them.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea, yeah.
Oh, good stuff. But it's breezy out there. It's just raw feeling. High temperatures only reaching about 50 degrees today, which is really going to be feeling more like the low 40s because we're battling a wind chill, which is gross to say in end of April. But we're almost out of it. Like you said, the weekend is gorgeous. A ton of sunshine by tomorrow all day long. It's going to be about 60 degrees with calm winds, just really a perfect spring day. Then Sunday, we start off beautiful, partly sunny. A few more clouds are going to start to increase through the afternoon because up north, some scattered showers want to push in by the afternoon. A lot of the rain holds off till Sunday night, and then we have an active Monday where we could potentially see some severe weather. So heads up for that.
All right.
Cool. Very cool. Brittany, before we let you go, if you get a chance, for those that haven't maybe gotten to see it, we're supposed to be, in the next 24 hours or so, be able to see a cosmic smiley face this morning and maybe even into later in the day in parts of the world. There's the crescent moon is the smile, and the Venus and Saturn are the eyes.
Oh,
so
you really?
Get a little bit of a check of that and everything. It's kind of cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
Thank you so much for telling me. I had no idea. I'm definitely going to be up there tonight because the clouds are clearing overnight, so we're going to be able to see it.
Very nice.
I don't mean to brag or anything, but I just got a telescope.
Did you get your telescope?
I'm going to be checking that out, too. It's going to be fun.
Cool.
Enjoy the weekend, Brittany. We appreciate you. We'll hang out again Monday.
Sounds good. You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Best in business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot. Our new time slot. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Yeah.
Took a couple calls this morning from people curious what was going on and explained that to them, and they just kind of, okay. That was it.
Yep.
Actually, it's kind of funny. Two very different calls, but both the same way. Okay, cool.
Okay.
9 to 11. Yep, that's all right.
So that's cool. All right.
We're here 9 to 11.
Just make sure we're there. Just making sure we're there.
Get into the rest of our schedule a little bit later, along with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to make you a star today with our friends from Culver's.
Woo!
Got a TV theme song Seth and I are going to play for you. You get it right, you win some free Culver's.
That's right.
It is Arbor Day. I want to get into some facts and history about that.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot it's Arbor Day today. Yeah. Oh, man.
We'll dive into that one. 9 o'clock hour, going to feature some entertainment news. We got some good stuff there for you. Not only about like how much bands make off concert tickets. Thought that would be an interesting one.
That's interesting, yeah.
We're celebrating Willie Nelson a little bit, talking about some other new music being released, what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stage, some other things there.
Set for your weekend.
I want to also get into with you, Seth, in the 9 o'clock hour, a new segment. And I will admit to the audience, it is a bit of what Carl and I used to do, our 5 random facts every day.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to do a new segment. I was this year's old when I found out.
Oh, yeah. Nice. You
know, that the same brain cycles that occur when asleep still happen when you're awake, but in smaller sections, meaning parts of your brain are always falling asleep.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. just some random stuff.
Did not
stuff
know that. That's great.
Across.
I love it. Love it. Yeah.
Something you did not know yesterday that you found out today or you were this year's old. That kind
little
of
nugget you can keep for later.
We've also got some other fun ones like the 20 strangest things found in unclaimed baggage over the past year. We will see how many of those are radio friendly. We'll get into it. Got good stories of the day. We'll tell you about our schedule, all that coming up for you, everybody. They're mm-hmm. looking forward to it. But I was telling Brittany about that cosmic smiley face.
Yeah.
And to kind of continue a little bit of science news. First off, the Hubble telescope is celebrating its 35th birthday.
Man.
That's kind of cool.
I remember when that was launched, man.
That was really something.
I mean, that was really cool. And I know they have a new, the Webb's telescope is out there, and it kind of puts the Hubble to shame, you know, with what it can take pictures of and all that. But hey. We got so much from the Hubble. I mean, it's great.
I will say I was this year's old when I learned whatever this color and this color make this color.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I've never been good at that, but mm-hmm. I've always admired that. The people that just happen to know that knowledge, mm-hmm. they just have it at the drop of a hat or whatever. I think that's kind of cool. And certainly great in the artistic world mm-hmm. or if you are a 10-year-old and you only have so many paints. You know, it comes in handy.
I got to make this color, and this is how I do it, right? Yeah.
And anybody who is my parents and I are talking about doing some painting in the house, and I was looking at paint shades.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really done much of that,
mm-hmm.
and the billions and billions of the there's eggshell white, but it's different than pastel
yeah,
white
or ecru or whatever, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
There's a job getting the name colors like yeah. that feels like
how
a
did
good
they come
gig.
Up with some of them? They're kind of weird.
Feels
okay?
like a good gig.
Ecru is such a weird word. Why? How does that an off white color.
I know this isn't actually how this works, but I love the idea of somebody just in a room and on one side they're being handled Yankee candles and you got to name those. And on the other side you're handed these pastels. You got to name these colors on the other
right,
side.
Right.
That's all that person does for like 8 hours a day. I love that job actually.
Not bad.
But I bring this up because a team at Berkeley discovered a brand new color that you can only see if they blast your eyes with lasers.
Oh my God. Hello.
It's not as actually like right, as crazy yeah. as that sounds or anything, but that's the only way that they can get it across right now. They say it's a green-blue, like a super saturated teal. Researchers named the new color Olo. And there's a great kind of explanation on this at zmscience.com if you want to check it out.
Cool.
They're basically calling it the color wizard of Oz, the Emerald City.
Oh.
This is what scientists have nicknamed it and everything.
Okay, all right.
Kind
yeah.
of showing it to Seth a little bit here.
Yeah, okay.
It's got a very... So this is, from what I understand of the image that they're showing to us,
yep.
and it's AI created, so it's the best that they, we can do
yeah,
with this, because
right.
we can't blast everybody
with
lasers.
With lasers in your eyes, right, yeah.
It starts as almost a pinkish, a dark pink kind of thing,
yep.
and turns into that emerald.
It does, which is really interesting. Wow.
Yeah. That's wild.
It's a nice color. I mean, I like it. It's green is more of a calming color, and that's very calming, actually. You know, if there weren't blasting lasers in your eyes, then it probably is not as calming.
Probably not. it reminds me, though, of the whole when, like, laser surgery or the eye laser surgery.
Oh, yeah. LASIK. LASIK,
thank
yeah.
you. First became a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there were, like now it's, I don't know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of people get it. Plenty of people might not.
Right.
But at the time, it felt like 50% of people were like all in on it. The
mm-hmm.
other 50% were like, yeah, wait 5 years and your eyeballs will fly out. You know what I mean? Turn into a Looney Tunes character.
Right.
I don't know. But waiting 5 years, I don't know. It seems okay still.
Right.
I just don't have a lot of interest. In
okay.
some of that stuff.
All right.
Like, I don't know. This is really interesting to me, the color thing, though. But more interesting, what you are thinking. Good morning. You're on the show.
Nope, we lost him.
And we lost him.
Darn. Yeah.
Feel free to call back, though.
Yeah.
Feel free to call back. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away in the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
So the cosmic smiley face, this brand new color, the Hubble telescope. Feeling a little bit smarter to start your day
there
and
you
everything.
Go. Hey, that's a good thing,
yeah,
I think. Yeah.
And, well, we can't end that way, of course. A new study found that apparently chimpanzees enjoy getting drunk together. Researchers worked very hard on this, and apparently have been, Jane, the girl is in the mist.
Jane. Diane Fossey.
The great, wonderful work that she
mm-hmm,
did and
yes.
everything. In a piggybacking of that almost, footage of apes consuming fermented bread fruit leads to researchers to ask if they may shed light on origins of human feasting.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And
oh, that's cool, man. So
they've been doing this, obviously, for long time.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never really like looked at the way that they were doing this. And all of a sudden, some recent data and some recent footage has shown that they're literally like...
They're partying, man.
Hold my beer. And, like, and I just,
hold my fermented breadfruit, right?
Yes, yeah. And they're doing... And what they have, part of the reason they found it, and this is actual true story, everybody.
Right.
There was a couple of these apes that were chimpanzees that were just like kind of passed out. just kind of passed out. Just hanging out and everything. And,
I'm done, man. I've had too much breadfruit.
It is Friday. To be fair, it is Friday.
It's like a dry martini.
And I'll say this, they're not driving anywhere.
That's true.
I mean,
they gotta be careful. No climbing.
Probably swinging. Probably
no, don't want to do that. Somewhere. Yeah. So be careful. Just walk.
Something tells me swinging in the as high as they do and everything is about as dangerous as driving that much. It seems like not a good idea.
Right.
Not a great idea. We will take a timeout. That is a good idea. Go ahead and take care of our partners here. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club here on the morning show at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we celebrate our friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Let's get into it, everybody. And we're able to thanks to you guys getting us your birthdays and anniversaries.
That's correct.
Keep getting them to us, everybody. Mm-hmm. info@wfhr.com. Can, of course, email us that way. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. And Seth, they can call up.
715-424-2600 is the number to call. Or you can also use the Civic Media app, which is free and really easy to use. Just make WFHR your favorite station, which you should do anyway.
Yeah.
And then just use that to call us as well.
Appreciate you doing that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. And, you know, we love these birthdays being brought to us any time of the 2 hours we're on the air with you.
That's right.
So you want to call up at the end of the show because you just got it in at the last second. That That's counts. Right. That yeah. counts.
That's all right.
Seth's got some work to do right here. I need a one or a two.
All right. One.
All right. And I need a one through four.
Ooh, let's go with four.
All right. Let's see here. And a, that last one.
Don't need to do that one. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool.
So we look at our list here and we, of course, do this for the whole weekend and starting mm-hmm. with today, April 25th, it is Casey Len's birthday. Casey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Casey. We couldn't get that. Blah,
Took me a second, too.
I'll do better. I'll do better.
Casey's not the hard name to say.
I know. What's going on?
With the dude. Casey, enjoy your day.
Yes. Goodness.
Hope it's a good one for you. We mm-hmm. also wish happy birthday to our qualifier, Nate Williams.
Nate, congratulations and happy birthday to you.
Enjoy the day, Nate. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one for you. As a special shout out, we want to say hello and happy birthday to Pam's nephew, Christopher Lewick.
All right. Happy birthday, Chris.
Enjoy the day, Chris. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one for you. And congratulations to Nate, our qualifier.
Yes.
And on Saturday, we wish a very happy 56th anniversary to Ron and Marge Gauss.
Happy anniversary, Ron and Marge.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one. 56. That's beautiful.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Ken Porter.
Happy birthday, Ken.
Enjoy the day, Ken. Mm-hmm. And a very happy birthday to Jen McNelly.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Hope you have a great one, both mm-hmm. of you.
Yep.
And our qualifier on Saturday, happy birthday to Father John Swing.
Hey, Father John, happy birthday to you and congratulations.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And mm-hmm. Thank you to whoever got us that name. And
Thank you.
Apologize if I laughed a little bit, but Seth can't see these names. And the fact that you picked a father is just hilarious to me. I'm sorry.
That's true.
And Father John, I mean, that's great. That's great.
Are you sleeping, Father? Oh, that's Brother John. Sorry.
It works either way, I feel like. Sunday, we got just one qualifier, but we do have two to celebrate. And I want to send a very, very special and meaningful happy birthday to James Kevin Maloff on Sunday.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, that
sounds
is familiar. The fifth James. That is my boy. happy birthday, Kevin. Hope it's a great one for you.
Nice.
I cannot talk about, let alone get to Sunday and not think about not only when his mother told me that he would be coming, but his birth. And
That's right.
Just what it means. And it's still one of those things that hits you, man, in the soul, thinking about
that's
it.
That's right.
Any time that I think about what pride is, I think about the certain aspects of it and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's odd because I take pride in him, but not necessarily because of anything to do with me. It's all on him, mm-hmm. and the things he has accomplished and done. And while he is a neurologist,
which
is
not bad. Not
he's working
bad.
For a strong nonprofit right now, and I'm very
cool.
proud of him for these things. Mm-hmm. He has the handsome and fashion of my little brother. And so you expect your kid to one day be able to beat you in basketball? I came to terms with that. I didn't expect him to be like more like handsome and more fashionable than
like
me.
Like way better.
No. It's not like I thought that I was George Clooney.
I've got
over
a cooler
here
job and right yeah.
yeah. But no, the kid just completely has lapped me at a very young age.
Hey, that's all right. You know what? Then you don't have to. Hey, couple of things. Don't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
Okay. So he and then when you're old,
Right. Right. Say, right.
Exactly. Son, can you get?
There's a comfort in it.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the best. And I'm wishing you the best. We will talk soon, bro. I'll talk to you in just a little bit, buddy. You have a great birthday, James. And we wish a very happy birthday on Sunday to our qualifier, Kim Simmons.
Happy birthday, Kim, and congratulations to you.
Yeah, you're a qualifier, Kim. Nice job, and thank mm-hmm. you for giving us that birthday. And we mm-hmm. appreciate y'all for doing that. Let's go ahead and take a look at our weekend celebrity birthdays here.
Okay, let's
taking do it. A look for at today, Jonathan Bailey is 37. Lord Anthony Bridgerton on Bridgerton.
Okay,
it's a good gig.
Show about him, I guess. Yeah. His character, yeah. I mean. But yeah.
He's a good actor. I've seen him in a couple of things.
Nice.
He does good work. Tim Duncan is 49, retired NBA superstar from the San Antonio Spurs, mm-hmm. and obviously one of the best power forwards in NBA history, Hall of Famer,
that. Got to put him up there.
Tim Duncan's also gotten into coaching a lot since retired, and one of the reasons I know that is because he is almost unrecognizable now, and that's a pretty impressive considering he's like 7 foot and everything, but he's got long dreads now. And
really?
And Tim Duncan, for those of us who remember him, very straight cut, straight laced, and
he had a very close cut haircut his entire career. Yeah,
pretty serious and everything.
Yep. Not a big talker.
He's always smiling now. He's always happy. He's always smiling. He's just a completely different person. Or so
I'm glad. I hope he's happy. That's all I'm saying. I hope he's doing all right.
Few NBA players I feel like are enjoying retirement, or athletes are enjoying retirement more than Tim Duncan.
Good
like,
for him, man. Yeah. Love it.
Jason Lee is 55. You remember him as Stillwater singer Jeff Betty in Almost Famous, Earl Hickey in My Name Is Earl, Dave in the Alvin and Chipmunks movies. Mm-hmm. You might, of course, remember him from working with Kevin Smith in literally every Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah, basically.
Mallrats, Chasing Raimi, all that.
Yeah.
Longtime skateboarders out there will know that Jason Lee was one of the godfathers of skateboarding. Invented a move, I believe the 120 or something like that.
Oh, really?
That's what he was doing long before acting.
Oh, interesting.
And now he's a passionate and very, very talented photographer.
Right.
Like, he's
basically retired from acting. Yeah. Is that correct? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He got his Alvin and the Chipmunks money. And if Kevin Smith calls, he shows up. But otherwise, I don't see him doing anything.
No, I think he's just saying, all right, I'm going to do the thing I want to do.
Yeah.
Cool. He's good for him. Yeah.
He's really good at photography.
That's cool.
What an interesting life. Skateboarding to acting to photography. In that Almost Famous movie, he's one of the greatest parts of that movie that doesn't get talked about. And he learned to sing for that role.
Like, cool.
He's good. Mm. Renee Zellweger's good. She's 56. Mm-hmm. Bridget Jones, of course, known to most. Judy Garland in the movie Judy, that she got so much good acclaim for. Of course, Dorothy and Jerry Maguire. Roxy in Chicago. That's to me her
fabulous
her
role,
pinnacle
yeah.
performance and
she
everything.
She was so good in that.
She is on fire in that movie. Yeah. Everybody is. Yeah. Everybody. I actually think that it might be the best acting Richard Gere did.
Wow.
Mr. Officer and Gentleman, all that stuff and everything. I've seen all of his work, and I think that might be his best.
He's very good in that, yes.
Joe Buck is 56.
All right.
For something that is so can be so, some either people don't care about an announcer, or they love or they hate them. I don't know if there's a better example of it than Joe Buck. And I say that with 100% all respect.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about being hated, I don't think enough people really note. People don't hate people that aren't talented. People don't hate people that aren't good or anything
right,
like
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
I understand that a lot of people watching the draft yesterday found it really hilarious what Clay Matthews did and everything. I did too, in part because I mean that's the kind of hate that Packer fans can have for Bear fans. We're living in your head, man.
Like,
when the draft was in Rent Chicago, free. I didn't see that.
No,
I mean, that you know. Now, for one, you shouldn't really. I don't get it. I would be doing that to Detroit. They're actually good.
Yeah, why would you be throwing shade on the Bears?
But it's a rivalry, and it's what we love about sports, and it's the greatest rivalry in sports. And it's my example here of Joe Buck, where he is this. He is you love or you hate, it seems like. I don't know anybody who's like, Joe Buck, eh.
Well, you know, it's funny because he's become this kind of generation's like Pat Summerall.
Yeah.
Because he does the important football games, you know. And, I will always think of him as a baseball guy because that's where he came up and all the World Series he did on Fox and all of that stuff. And, of course, you know, he comes from a great lineage, the great Jack Buck, his father, who was one of the all-time great baseball announcers. And football, by the way, he did Monday Night Football on the radio for many, many years. So he wasn't just a baseball guy either.
I've seen a couple of articles recently and heard some people talking about asking the question, is Hank Azaria the greatest voice actor of all time? He's 61 today. He is the voice of a billion voices on The Simpsons, from Chief Wiggum to Apu to so many others. Mm-hmm. Mo is the one. They mentioned Chief Wiggum before Mo. What are you doing?
Mo is an iconic voice.
Absolutely. Yes. Right. Yes. God, I love Mo. It's one of my favorite characters.
Yes.
But obviously, he's also done Huff and Smurfs. He was a bunch of voices in that. Aguilar Spartacus in The Birdcage. Mm-hmm. Wonderful actor. And yes, one of the top voice actors of all time. I don't know about the greatest. Not with Mel Blanc out there.
No,
people
you can't.
But.
That's too hard. He's also had more of an on-screen career, too. You know, it's coming. It's been, you know, hit and miss for him, but he's done all of the, you know, he's done everything, you
he's
know.
He's really
right?
good in Heat. He's got a very small role in Heat, but he's wonderful.
Very good. Yes, and he's had been in other things like that. But stiff competition, man. Some of the great voice actors are still around. I mean, Frank Welker's still working, so I mean.
I should mention Brockmire, too. It's another one of his big roles and success stories. But I think that he's a student of the game. I would think that he'd be the first one to tell you that, no, I may be I don't even know if I'm in the top 20 voice actors. If I just the way
he is fabulous. No question about it. But.
One of the top 20 actors of all time, I feel comfortable saying, Al Pacino is 85. Won an Oscar for Scent of a Woman, and that's it. How has that happened?
How is that possible?
That's not, and he had to wait. Like, they gave him that. Like, he earned it, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But it was a lifetime achievement award.
It's not his best role.
No.
Not even close.
No. He
was in the Godfather movies, for crying out loud.
Michael Corleone.
Come on.
Michael Corleone. Like,
For those who only know Al Pacino for his over-the-top roles, look at his restraint as Michael. I mean, that is some of the best acting you will ever see.
That's the perfect way to put that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, he's a theater kid. He's the theater actor. He comes from the last era of they scouted theaters for talent.
Mm-hmm.
And Francis Ford Coppola is looking at all these theaters, and he's looking for his Michael, and the studio wants him to take James Caan.
Yes, that is correct.
And either Caan or De Niro is where they're going, but they're leaning towards James Caan. And Coppola loves Caan. He wants to cast him, but not as Michael. And he sees this play and sees this young Italian actor up there, and Al Pacino gets his break from theater, from his theater work.
Right.
And the reserve, you're talking about the patience.
The restraint,
The lion waiting in the jungle for its moment to pounce.
Right.
That is Michael Corleone.
Mm-hmm.
That and especially when you compare it to everything else, like Heat, where he's at a 10 every second and things like that. He has been typed and almost cartooned in his career. But I will actually, Al Pacino is so good, he almost got an Oscar for Dick Tracy. That's how good Al Pacino is.
By the way, I have to say, that's probably one of his best over-the-top roles, because it's supposed to be over-the-top, and he nailed it.
Yeah. Yes.
And the prosthetics and everything, he was great in that.
He acted through it.
Yes.
Yeah, he was amazing. And one of my favorite voices, one of the greatest singers of all time, celebrating a birthday today, Ella Fitzgerald, born on this day in 1917.
Mm. Yes.
One of the godmothers of music.
So wonderful. She could sing anything. Anything you gave her, she could sing it.
And had hits late in her career. Mm-hmm. Yep. Was really one of the first divas or popular lead right. singers before Cher or Madonna mm-hmm. or any of these.
Or any of the ones from the 60s. Yeah, exactly.
To have a 30, 40 year career where she was having hits late into her life and everything, mm-hmm. working with pop artists and stuff. That's yep. She started a lot of that. Tomorrow's birthday is Channing Tatum is 45. Magic Mike, 21 Jump Street. Good actor.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about Channing Tatum is does not say no to roles necessarily that put him in a bad light or make him look weird. He's not worried about looking cool.
Yeah.
And he's one of these people that people love to work with. And to see him get to play the role Gambit in the Deadpool and Wolverine right. movie after everything he put into it and how studios just chew up and spit out these productions and actors and everything. It was really cool. It was really full circle. Mm-hmm. And it's a cool thing to happen to a good guy in the business.
Right.
And he's going to get a whole movie from it now. Yeah, sure. Right. I'm positive of that. Yeah. I haven't heard anything, but I'm almost positive. Also, looking at birthdays on Saturday. Oh, boy. Kevin James is 60. Doug Hafferman on King of Queens. Mm-hmm. Kevin on Kevin Can Wait. And, of course, Paul Blart and a bunch of Adam Sandler movies. Kevin James, great.
And a pretty good stand-up comedian, too.
Yeah.
Although he doesn't do it much anymore. But,
yeah, but he's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jet Li is 62. Top Ooh. Five favorite action stars of all time.
Awesome.
Yin Yang in the Expendable movies, Cradle to Grave, Romeo Must Die, the Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, but Unleashed is my favorite role of his. He's so good. And him and Bob Hoskins and Morgan Freeman are so good in that movie. Roger Taylor from Duran Duran is 65 today.
All right.
The Reflex, A View to Kill, Rio, Hungry Like the Wolf, The Wild Boys, New Moon on Monday, Come Undone, Ordinary World.
Yep.
And Duran Duran.
I'm telling you. He was the drummer, if I remember. There's three Taylors on Duran Duran, and they're all not related to each other. Roger Taylor was the drummer, John Taylor was the bassist, and Andy Taylor was the guitarist. So, yeah.
Amazing character. It's so weird. That's so weird.
I know.
Amazing character actor who has really actually gotten his Hugh Jackman moment and all that now. Giancarlo Esposito is 67. Moff Gideon in The Mandalorian, Stan in The Amazon's The Boys, Gus in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. He's bugging out, and Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. That's what he'll always be to me.
Jeez. I mean... The Usual Suspects. I mean, he has had an amazing career. That man is just, oh man, I love him. He's great.
And it's also the worlds, the universes he's been able to be in with Marvel, DC, The Boys, all this stuff.
He's done it all.
and even in extension of that, the Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul universe and some of that and stuff. Like it's such a thing to get a role, but then to get consistent work and to a consistent character or any of this stuff. Like he's good.
He is amazing.
He's good, and I'm sure he would admit that he is still not known near where, and nobody is, Carol Burnett. Carol Burnett is 92 tomorrow.
One of the goats. Amazing.
One of the goats. Yep. One of the greatest to ever do it. One of my earliest and greatest and most wonderful influences is watching the Carol Burnett show. And
no one could do live stuff like Carol Burnett, man. Talk about theater actors. She was amazing.
One of the most perfect casts you will ever see is that Carol Burnett show.
Yep.
There not only are no weak links, all four of them are legends. Yes. All four of them are. The only reason one doesn't shine more than the other is because you've got Carol Burnett and Horvath Corman, and you got these huge, gigantic legends there. So where the other names maybe aren't as big, but
right. So I mean, and you had to have a straight man. That was Lyle Wagner. But I mean, all the other
Lyle
ones.
Wagner
I mean,
was awesome.
Yeah, he was always the straight man, though.
God, I love Carol Burnett. I love Carol.
It's a great
Burnett.
Show.
No, so good. Lizzo is 37 on Sunday. Okay. She'll be celebrating that. Patrick Stump from Fall Out Boy is 41 on Sunday. So
okay, a couple of singers there, yeah.
Kind of interesting, kind of. Yep. Sheena Easton is 66 on Sunday as well.
Another singer, my goodness.
Not singer, but guitarist for Kiss. Ace Frehley is 74 on Sunday.
Wow.
That's kind of interesting.
Still wearing weird makeup.
And people who would have been celebrating birthdays on Sunday, Casey Kasem, born in 1932. We can't be doing this job and not mention Casey Kasem.
The great Casey Kasem, yes.
Legend. And voice of course, Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. And Robin the Boy Wonder on Super Friends.
Yes, that's right. I forgot about that one, yes. And he was in a few movies, too. Not good ones, but he was in a couple of movies.
Yeah, at his moments, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Coretta Scott King, born on Sunday in 1927, passed away in 06. Martin Luther King Jr.'s widow, but so much more than that.
She kind of picked up the legacy after he was assassinated. She really did a lot. She did a lot, and she did not get the press for all the stuff that she did, like her husband did. But man, did she do a lot!
As great as Malcolm and Martin were, mm-hmm. in their ways and in their moments, and for the whole world, not just their people, but for the whole world, it is criminally underrated what her and Betty Shabazz did after their husbands died.
100%.
And worth looking into, people. Yep.
I don't think those men would be half the men they were without the women they had.
Malcolm would have told you that. Malcolm X was, a fool for Betty Shabazz.
Yes.
Any chance he got to talk about her, he could be in the most serious, watch his interviews, most serious dead conversations where he is just locked in and they bring up his wife and he lights right up. You're so right about that.
Absolutely.
We will take a time out, but we want more birthdays and anniversaries next week. Everybody, get them to us so we can celebrate with you and our great friends at El Cafe. Get on over there tonight. Remember, they got their fish fry going on tonight and plenty more. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Seth and I are about to do is give you an opportunity to win some free Culvers, everybody. But not
free.
We do that every Friday. Seth, I am adding something to the pot today.
Oh, wow.
I'm
going
to do it right
you
now.
You maverick.
In front of him. I got one, I got two, I got three. I got four tickets to Percy Jackson's The Lightning Thief being put on by Lincoln High School this weekend. They got a bunch of different shows.
Next weekend. Next weekend, starting May 1st. Yeah.
I'm sorry. These are for Thursday. I got Thursday shows here. They're all for Thursday. So I got four tickets to the Thursday show for Lincoln High School's Percy Jackson's The Lightning Thief.
Yes.
I am going to include these dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show. Perfect, man.
Who's giving that away?
We are
with our friends from Culver's.
That's right.
Be listening every Friday for your opportunity to win some free Culver's. What Seth and I do, or whoever our co-host is, mm-hmm. we play a famous TV theme song. You call up at 715-424-2600. You or the Civic Media app. You go through there.
You can go through that too.
Get a hold of us. You get on the air. You get it. You get us your answer. And if you get it right, boom, just like that, you win a family a kids meal and an adult meal from our friends at Culver's.
That's right.
Appreciate them being a part of this. Get ready to call up and win yourself some Culver's, everybody, and tell Seth and I what famous TV theme song this is.
Space, a final frontier.
Hey, there we go. Come on, you people out there.
Let's see here if we got an answer. Good morning. What's your answer?
Star Trek, yes.
Strongly, I love it. Yes,
yeah,
winning bell
excellent.
And everything. Nicely done.
I knew it was in that first little theme.
Yes, you did. Yep.
I don't care what the TV show is. If there's something about it that just feels good, when you nail something like that
absolutely.
The first couple seconds, I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know how many of us like ever watched Name That Tune or anything, but there's something about it being able to nail that. Can I get your first name, sir?
Yes, it's Casey with a C.
Hey, Casey. Thanks so much for listening and playing along, man. Mm-hmm. Where are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. Very cool. Casey, did you know the TV show at all? Or know because you said you knew it right away.
Well, I mean, so when I grew up, my stepdad is a huge Star Trek fan.
Mm.
You know, he kind of got me into sci-fi. He got me into Star Wars and, you know, just all the good stuff back then. So I didn't watch it religiously. But it was definitely on.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
I know a couple of people in the same boat with that with that show.
Where exactly.
A brother or a dad or mm-hmm. somebody watched the show, and that's what got them into it and everything. It's one of the more iconic ones. I don't know it as well. I actually had to ask Seth this morning to make sure, like, hey, which theme song should we use? Because there's so many Star Trek.
Yeah,
out
let's
there.
Go with the original
sure.
one, right? Yeah.
I think we picked a good one. Casey certainly agrees. Thinks we picked a good one. Appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for listening, playing along. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air, but you are our newest star of the day.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. That was fun. Yeah,
yep.
And of course, part of the reason I had to do this is mm-hmm. because it was let's see here, on yesterday in 1964, Gene Roddenberry registered his Star Trek series with the Writers Guild of America, kicking off the whole process. It came 2 years later in 66 is when they had the first season. So yeah. he certainly had a a great imagination.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine there's no way that he could imagine what it all turned into.
No, absolutely not. No. He was a TV writer. He was a former cop, actually, an LAPD officer. He was in their PR department for many years, and then he started writing. He was writing scripts for other TV shows, you know, like westerns and that kind of stuff. And then this was his idea for a show that he wanted to do. Very interesting. One of the very few shows that had two pilots made. The first one was rejected. The second one was accepted. Wow. And that's the only reason why it ended up getting made at all. So
I had no idea of that.
Yeah. So that's very rare, and even today in the TV business. So yeah.
And really, as groundbreaking of a show as it was for sci-fi and something that Casey touched on there and everything, groundbreaking in just TV on many levels.
In general, yeah.
With having people that you didn't get to see on screen very often, especially in different roles, like with Sulu and Lieutenant O'Hara and all that.
It was a very different show at the time. Yes.
Most of the time you saw Asian or African-American characters at that time. They were robbing servants, somebody or doing something.
They were
something.
Servants,
something like that. The kiss, so many different things that they were able to do on that show through the lens of science fiction.
Yep, that's right.
Which audiences, I think, could handle a little bit. It was almost in ease into these things.
Right.
Which is just great creative writing.
It's very creative
work and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'm not even really, I'm nowhere near a Trekkie guy or anything, but I do.
But that's the legacy of the show for a lot of it, really it is.
And I am a sicker of history, and I love like television history and some of that stuff. It's really one of those shows.
Yep.
I was just talking about Martin Luther King before and everything, and with his wife, he's one of the reasons the show even stayed on the air.
That's how Nichelle Nichols stayed. She was going to leave the show, and he convinced her not to,
which
is amazing because he thought it was that important.
We'll take a time out, but be listening next Friday for another opportunity to be like Casey and be our star of the day and get some Culver's in your life, everybody. Wherever you got a Culver's, you got a business that puts back into their community. We appreciate our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Yes.
We'll be back with more show coming up. Boom, boom. I had to throw this.
Welcome back. Love this song, man.
What?
Love it.
Welcome back, everybody. A little bit of a... I like on Fridays having that 80s, 90s feel, that early 90s, mid-80s feel. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Seth and James hanging out with you. And a big shout-out to Casey, listening and playing along, our newest star of the day. Be like Casey, everybody. Be listening every Friday for another opportunity to be our star of the day.
Yes.
Buy local, support local. That includes not only Culver's, but us here at WFHR and WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
We greatly appreciate this audience hanging with us, rolling with these changes.
All these changes, yeah.
Adapting just like our staff does. It's what tough people do. It just is. And I appreciate
committed people, man.
Gotta love my Midwesterners.
That's right.
I tell you this, Seth and I are going to be doing Playmakers tonight over on WIRI, our second episode from 4 to 5. Join us with your sports takes and feelings. Call up and join us. One of the things that I thought was really noteworthy that I want to get into you is there was a very common theme in the NFL draft with most of these kids drafted that I thought was really interesting, and I don't know if anybody noticed, and I'm sure that Schefter didn't report on or anything, but darn near every single one of these kids, you look it up, everybody, came from either a blue collar or a military background or something along those
lines. Really? I did not notice that.
I'm sure that out of 32 kids, there were one or two maybe
weren't. Yeah.
But I will put my name on 27 to 30 of those kids came from like a farm background or a blue collar background, or their parents were military kids. I thought it was kind of cool.
In other words, they had to work really hard to get to where they're at.
They came into this with a work ethic.
Yes.
And that is the same thing our staff has and our team has. And I know our listeners out there do, because I feel like that's a Midwestern quality right there.
So I agree.
I was really proud of that. I thought that was really cool.
No one drafted us, though. I don't know what's wrong with them, man.
There's a lot of rounds left. I'm still hopeful.
Could be the last one, right?
Yeah,
be Mr. Insignificant.
Hey, it worked out for Brock Purdy.
It sure did.
It's Arbor Day, everybody.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be fun to get into some Arbor Day notes and facts. Let's go ahead and touch on some of those. First off, kind of some facts about it. Now, I do want to send a big shout out to Anna Mitchell, who joined us from UW Extension, natural resource educator over there. Anna is amazing. And
she is.
I always learn when I talk to her. And we focused on Earth Day and Arbor Day the last time she was in. You can find that interview with Rapids Report at civicmedia.us or WFHR.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Be listening for our new episodes all week long, being downloadable at 4.
Yes.
Streaming at 4.
However you want to say it.
I like streaming at 4. I like that. But we talked a lot about some of these things, so I'm just going to kind of find some other notes and everything that other may not be as common knowledge. Like, one tree produces nearly 260 pounds of oxygen each year.
Whoa.
The average person consumes about 675 pounds of oxygen a year. So, trees, important.
Very. Trees equal breathing. That's a good. Maybe we should just go from that, you know?
Yes, exactly. Yes. On a local level, 1 acre of trees removes up to 2.6 tons of carbon dioxide each year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we focus on that a lot. We focus on trees giving us oxygen.
But what do they take in? They take in carbon dioxide, right?
They are filters.
They are filters. They are the greatest filter of this planet for carbon dioxide. Trees are. Yes.
It's pretty cool. We talk a lot about where, rural areas, and when you think of trees or you think of Arbor Day even and planting a tree and stuff. Mm-hmm. But just giving a note to some of our cities, trees remove air pollution in different types of sizes of cities. Like Los Angeles, 2,000 tons of air pollution removed each year from the trees that they plant there.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Chicago, 18,000 tons of air pollution removed each year.
Tons. 18,000 tons.
Kansas City outdoing everybody with 26 tons of air pollution removed each year.
Green, man.
Yeah.
Really. These green spaces, not only do they look great and they're nice to be in, parks, you know, that's why everyone likes parks, but they do so much for us. Yeah. For us, for humans.
Trees are awesome.
Yes, they are.
The first U.S. Arbor Day, of course, was celebrated in Nebraska on April 10th in 1872, after being proposed by the Secretary of Nebraska Territory, J. Sterling Morton.
Okay.
By 1920, over 45 states were observing Arbor Day. The Arbor Day Foundation was founded back in 1972.
Okay.
And I know one of my favorite presidents to read up on and learn about, President Theodore Roosevelt, mm-hmm. issued the Arbor Day Proclamation to the school children of the United States, emphasizing the importance of trees and forestry.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is interesting, but just to have a little bit of a light moment here and everything.
All right.
You know, all this stuff has to start with a little bit of marketing, a little campaigning, a little bit of sales, and some pizzazz. And what are we going to do with this and everything? And Arbor Day was almost called Sylvan Day, coming from the Latin word silva, meaning of the forest or woodland. J. Sterling Morton decided against the name because he wanted to include all types of trees, not just forest trees.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I think that Arbor Day is certainly well known.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a difference of being known and popular. And I can't necessarily put my finger on the difference, but I feel like you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And so I feel like it's known, but not necessarily popular. Would it be more popular with a different name? I don't know if it would be or not. I have no data to back this up, but I think it's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question.
I hear Sylvan Day, and I don't know what that is for.
Right.
I don't think, especially considering Latin is a language very few people speak, if any does.
And the only time I've heard it, the word Sylvan used is like in a Sylvan Glen, you know, in a forest, within a forest, and it's because it's a wooded glen, basically, is what it means.
It's Sylvan Glen, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's how I know that from. But I have to say, it's like you mentioned there, Theodore Roosevelt did it for kids, for schools, right? And that's where you learn most of it. I mean, do you remember as a child during Arbor Day, you'd get a tree, you know, maybe you could plant it in your yard, or you would go out as a class and plant a tree somewhere. And I did that once. I remember there was a tree that I planted, and we've talked about this a couple weeks ago, in our yard at home, and it survived. You know, they don't always survive. And it was forever Seth's tree after that, because that was the one I planted and brought probably from Arbor Day. I don't remember exactly, but I'm guessing it was from an Arbor Day thing and brought it home, and it worked, and the tree grew, and it was awesome, and it was named after me.
That's awesome. That's a great story, man. I can remember the first time ever really getting a chance to celebrate this or anything. Mm-hmm. When I was in sixth grade, Washington school out here, we planted a tree for Arbor Day, and I was the only kid who was into this. Everybody else was just kind of like, yes, it's a tree. We're born and raised.
Right,
but for me, this is, oh my God, we're planting a tree. And I'm raising my hand right away. I didn't this is about a couple months into the school year and everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really that known to anybody yet. I'm kind of keeping to myself. Mm-hmm. It's standing out like a sore thumb looking the way I do in, you know, the middle of Wisconsin Rapids. This was a little bit, I think some people found out I was in that class right there because I shot my arm up. I'll plant the tree.
I'll do it.
Digging a hole and everything. And I go past Washington School whenever I'm at Mid-State or I get a chance to, and I go past and look for that tree. I still look for it and everything.
I'm telling you, man. Something about it.
I will never forget that moment. It's an awesome feeling. And of course, one of the greatest ways you can celebrate Arbor Day is to plant a tree.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to do that, everybody.
Right. Or tend to a tree. Make sure you know your trees are doing all right. That's always something to check on
It's a good note, man. Yeah. Today, at least 44 countries worldwide celebrate Arbor Day each year. Trees are awesome. Keep celebrating.
Trees are awesome.
I don't know. This is a That Ain't Right one, man. We gotta wrap up on a funny note, a funny That Ain't Right story, I think, unless you're this guy.
Oh, okay.
A 36-year-old man in the UK named Ewan Valentine woke up. Now, that sounds made up.
I'm gonna tell Ewan Valentine? That's not a name.
Ewan Valentine.
Get out of here.
That sound real.
Ewan.
Ewan woke up a couple months ago and realized that his car had been stolen out of his driveway. It was a black Honda Civic, and he was gutted because he really liked the car. He reported it and did all the insurance paperwork, but the car was never found. So he went out to buy a similar replacement. He found a perfect match at a used car dealer about an hour away and bought it for about 26 G's. That's when things started to feel a little strange, though. The car wasn't detailed, and there was stuff inside, like a piece from a tent, Christmas tree pine needles, and some candy bar wrappers. The debris didn't seem like trash. It felt familiar.
Oh, no.
But maybe everyone has built up like that in their cars, and you didn't really think much of it or anything.
Right.
But then get this. Ewan was messing around with the car's navigation and saw that his address was in it. And his parents were in the system's, quote, history. He said, I nearly crashed, to be honest, because I was in shock. My hands were shaking. My heart was pounding. He took it to the dealership, and they confirmed that it was his car. The VIN number, the mileage, the plates, all there.
Oh, my.
Ewan called the police, and they couldn't believe it either. It sounds like the thieves did all the cloning work to change the car and then sold it to a used car place, which was also duped.
Oh, no.
As far as we know, there haven't been any arrests, and Ewan is still in process of trying to get his money and deposit back for the vehicle, buying his own vehicle
back. Yeah, he shouldn't have to buy his own vehicle back that was stolen. Yeah. No, he should just get it back.
It sounds like it could be a happy ending, assuming he's able to get the money situation sorted out. Mm-hmm. Still, he says it doesn't feel triumphant. It still feels like he's done something a bit silly.
Yes. I mean, it's not his fault, though. I mean, he had no clue. I mean, he didn't know what happened.
How many times in life where you do the right thing, but you end up getting looking silly? Like, you know, let alone this.
It happens. It happens, man. And, you know, I mean, I feel bad for the guy. I mean, he's... and it's a Honda Civic. It's just a Honda Civic. It's not like it's a nice, you know, super high performance car or something like that.
I have heard of a lot of stolen vehicles and the other side of that, and I've never heard of somebody stealing a vehicle and then selling it to a dealership. Like, what kind of, like,
they must have done a really good job, because don't they have like a way to tell? Like, they should have like a list of stolen vehicles.
It also should be a really easy way to catch these people.
Exactly.
Like, it feels like one of the dumber things you could do.
What are you doing, UK?
Yeah.
What's up with that, man?
I don't know. Scotland Yard. Can I get on that one, Sherlock? I don't know what's going on there, but that ain't right. What is right is Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue, the pet drive that we are doing here and at 105.5 WIRI. You got until May 1st to drop off some blankets, towels, dog, cat food, treats, kennels and crates, garden hoses, all these kind of things can go to great use for our furry friends out there. You can drop them off here at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop at 250 West Grand Avenue, or, of course, at our great friends at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Thank you to everybody who's already dropped off items for this. We really appreciate it.
Really do.
They're doing some great work in our community for our furry friends, and we appreciate them doing that. We will come back with some entertainment news. We'll also get into some other fun stuff and a bunch of things that were found at the in the back of a vehicle that
we're not claimed.
No,
that's the weird part.
Yeah, all coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming at